Now, before we go to prayer or go to work or go to play, let's read a passage of scripture together yet. 13 verses from Luke 11. Luke chapter 11, the first 13 verses. Okay, we'll read this way. Someone over here will read the first verse. All right, then on this wall, this is the second section. This is a wonderful teaching on prayer that comes right from the Lord Jesus. His disciples said, John taught his disciples to pray, won't you teach us? It's interesting that they asked him that when he was praying. They saw him praying, and it made them want to learn to pray. So they waited till he was finished, and then they, will you teach us this art of prayer? John taught his disciples, we want to know, we're interested as your disciples in the way that you pray. We'd love to know how to approach God in heaven and receive things from him, hold communion and fellowship with him. And so Jesus gave this teaching. And we won't take time to go over this whole thing. He gave them a prayer to pray, and he gave them an example that we heard of this friend going to get 3 loaves of bread because he had unexpected visitors and he had nothing. So he goes over to his friend, but it's late at night. In fact, it's midnight. Some folks actually are in bed sleeping at that time, and apparently that was the case here. It seems rather early to some other people, but others are actually sleeping, and here it was. Now, in my Bible, among the notes here, it says, in a one-room house, this is supposed to tell us something about the way it was in those days. In a one-room house, the whole family would sleep on a raised platform, and for one person to get up would disturb them all. And so friendship is not enough to make him get up and disturb his whole family. But one sister said impudence. It's his, that's the ESV translation. It's his importunity or his persistence. He doesn't stop. He doesn't worry about being polite or considerate. He needs this, and he knows the man is his friend. He doesn't know if he's still going to be his friend, but he knows he's his friend. And so he keeps going. He keeps going, and he gets what he asks for. And so Jesus is teaching us not to give up. He's teaching us to keep on praying. So there's another lesson here. We know that God has what we need, and we can appeal to him, apply to him for that which we need, and we ought to seek the best gifts. If you then who are evil, you give good things to your children, you don't say to them, oh, here's a stone, you want a loaf of bread here. Have this. You don't do that. You give them the food that they need if they're hungry. So if you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? So the best of heavenly gifts is given by God, comes down from above, and we ought to call upon him. Give me the Spirit. Give me the Holy Spirit. I need the Spirit of Christ. Oh, Lord, I know you have that for me, and I want the Spirit to be at work in my heart. I want Jesus to be exalted in me. I want to be energized and filled with the grace that you have for me so that I might serve you aright, so that I might be for you. All for Jesus. Well, how much more than an earthly father gives good things, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? So ask and seek and knock. So today is a day of prayer, in a sense. It's always been in my life that Wednesday, I've always heard of it so back at church also, Wednesday is a day of prayer. we take some extra time to wait upon the Lord, to seek His face. And for every one of us today, I think it would be right, especially since we read this, to say, Lord, pour out Your Spirit upon me. I need You. Give this heavenly gift, Lord. You have promised it to Your disciples, to those who follow You. I want to receive out of Your fullness. I want to receive from Your hand this good gift, this best gift. I want to claim Your promise. Why not? Today, receive. And then pray for the others, too. Pray that God will bless you. Not just you, but your family, your church, this camp, the ones you're working with or being a guest with. Bless us, Lord. Have Your way. Let Your Spirit move. Sweep through this camp, Lord. Accomplish Your desires. Work in our hearts. Thank You for all that You are doing, Lord. We want to just be more open, more responsive, more receptive today, and just ask You. Thank You that You said this wonderful promise. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. This is a great promise, Lord, and we want to experience it, oh God, in our lives, Lord. We pray that You will make us persistent. Don't let us give up, but let us claim these wonderful promises to prayer that You have made to Your followers. You have more grace for us, more of Yourself, more of Your precious Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Who remembers a little chorus we sang, I think, in the 60s and 70s? And I've heard it since then, by the way, or else I would have forgotten it. Key of C, maybe. It starts with, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." And you can actually sing it in a round. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Okay, we can do the same thing with "Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find." Let's stand. "Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you." Hallelujah, hallelujah. As I sing hallelujah, you sing "Ask and," okay? "Ask and hallelujah, hallelujah, knock, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah." Lord, write this in our hearts today as we go through this day. Keep our hearts open to You. We ask You to help us to do that and to trust Your word of promise. Ask and receive, seek and find, Knock and the door shall be opened. What a wonderful word. Hallelujah. This day we can experience it and know the outpouring of your Spirit upon our hearts and in this place. Hallelujah. Glorify your name in this camp today, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.